Welcome to the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 30th, 2025, and we have a lineup of blockchain and Web3 technologies headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. No longer just an institutional darling, Uranium.io allows direct investment in uranium for retail traders. Uranium.io is revolutionizing the investment landscape by allowing retail traders to directly invest in physical uranium. With the rise in demand for uranium driven by AI initiatives and global efforts towards net zero carbon targets, everyday investors now have the opportunity to diversify their portfolios. Through a partnership with Tezos Foundation, Uranium.io has made it possible to purchase fractional shares of uranium in the form of XU308, backed by physical uranium stored in a regulated depository. Trading is facilitated by Curzon Uranium, ensuring seamless regulatory compliance. Investors can start small with as little as $4 and enjoy transparent pricing with custody and administration fees. With uranium outperforming the S&P 500, this unique investment opportunity is worth exploring. Click here to learn more and join the Uranium.io platform today. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.